This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stand With Me right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being just simply part of the conversation. Again, I mean, unless you're involved with each other, unless you're engaged with the conversation, unless you really get into it, all you're going to do is spew party lines. And that's the most I hate that. I hate somebody who's talking with me and it's obvious they only know the party line. No matter what party you belong to, you only know the party lines. That's just crazy. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can give me your email address. We send out an email. We send out an email a week. You know, I'm not one of those guys that sends it every day, although I probably should send it out more often. We let you know some of the topics we're going to be discussing, some of the things going on. We tell some of our sponsors. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A study in California shows that 7 in 10 Californian immigrant households are on welfare. Now, you know, people keep asking, where do you get these numbers? Where do you get these stories from? Okay, this is from Breitbart, but the numbers can be backed up by the Center for Immigration Studies in this particular case. And I've been telling you forever, if you look at the numbers, you find out that even though California only makes up, now check this out, only makes up 16% of the country's, 16% of the country's population. The last I checked, we accounted for 31% of the welfare dollars. How does that happen? Are we rewarding people for not working? Right? More than 7 in 10 households headed by immigrants in the state of California are on taxpayer-funded welfare. The latest Census Bureau data analyzed by the Center for Immigration Studies finds that about 72% of households headed by non-citizens and immigrants use one or more forms of taxpayer-funded welfare programs in California. Right? The number one immigrant-receiving state in the U.S. Oh, because we don't have any boundaries. Right? All four states with the largest foreign-born population, including Californians, have extremely high use of welfare by immigrant households in Texas. For example, nearly 70% of households headed by immigrants use taxpayer-funded welfare. Meanwhile, only about 35% of native-born households in Texas are on welfare. In New York or Florida, the majority of households headed by immigrants and non-citizens are on welfare. Overall, about 63% of immigrant households use welfare, while only 35% of native-born households use welfare in New York and Florida. Now, President Trump's administration is looking to soon implement a policy that protects American taxpayer dollars from funding mass importation of welfare-dependent foreigners. You know, that was such a bad thing to do. Right? It was such a bad thing to be on any kind of government aid when he came here in the early days as immigrants. I know that, you know, when my family came here and others like it, it was embarrassing to be on government aid. It was embarrassing to depend on any agency to take care of you. You came here to take care of yourself. You came here for the better opportunities that you had. You came here to get out of the situation that you were in the other country. Look at, you were not guaranteed asylum here. You know, when my family and other Italian immigrants came here, they were war-torn countries. You know, when I hear, well, we're a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. What are you? You have to be brain dead not to understand that. But they're legal immigrants. If people came here with a skill set, they wanted to do better for themselves. They want to make more money. They want to be part of the culture. Many of those coming up from the border don't want to be. They'll tell you that. They're just coming up here for the work. They don't want citizenship, and they don't want to be part of the culture. They will tell you that. So what's the guideline? If you want to come here, work, send the money home, sleep in the fields, that's okay. Oh, and take advantage of some of our programs? That's all right. When do we become the keepers of the world, of the planet? Anyway, immigration controls would be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut. Among taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. Don't you love that? I mean, we do need workers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those guys who's stupid enough to think that we don't need them for the fields. Because they do want to work the fields. Why not let them come up during those periods? Give them, I don't remember what I think it was called, the Becerra program or something that Reagan had or started. Let them come up, give them ID cards. Let's make sure they're treated properly. They can work in the field, they can pay taxes on that money, and then they can send it back to Mexico all they want to. They can go back to Mexico all they want to. The majority of the more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entered the country every year use about 50% more food stamps than the average native-born American does. Immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizens, 44% more in Medicaid dollars. They just use more resources, and they pay less money in. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCA Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendabite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, it's really being a part of the conversation. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can, you know, get involved in the conversation. There's a whole bunch you can do up there. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you've been spending. You know, even some of you send me emails. I know you don't all do it, but, you know, send me emails encouraging or telling me where you don't. Now, notice I don't read your name on the air because you're never really mean about it. You don't agree? You don't agree. So what? That, you know, so be it. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. At least you're honest. You know, not nasty, but honest. And that helps a lot. You know, I got this email from General Valley, regular guest on the show. Actually, I want him to be more regular. And he's put out a press release from his organization. He said that the he put a proposal in front of the president on how he could secure the border. I think it's a great idea. Right? He said there's been he's proposing the establishment of an enhanced security zone 20 miles deep on each side of the U.S. border. Right? So it would spill to the Mexican side and on the American side. Any group of persons occupying the zone and engaging in criminal or illegal activity against Mexico or the United States would be targeted. Okay? They would be engaged and, as he puts it, neutralized. I like that idea. The unfettered movement of transnational criminals, Islamic extremists, and illegal border crossers transiting our porous southern border poses a clear and immediate national security threat. The sophistication of the illicit networks that traffic in narcotics, foment terror, and exploit human suffering for profit have exceeded our current ability to protect the homeland. The northern states in Mexico, Baja California, Norte, Sonora, Chihuahua, Coachella. Anyway, a whole bunch of places. I'm not going to read them all. And the Mexican police and army are helpless to stop them. It's therefore in the national interest of the United States and the responsibility of the federal government to restore order on the border. Right? I mean, and I get it. I agree with them. Something has to be done. We can't just walk away and do nothing. Because there is a clear and present danger to the U.S. citizens. Now, if you listen to CNN right now, right, you listen to some of their people, they're saying the majority of... Now, I don't know how they ignore this. They're saying the majority of people coming over the border are mothers with children, which is not true. You've seen the pictures. Over 70% of these people are men. And it's just a small handful of them creating violence. Well, it seemed like it was the whole front line at one point, right? He says, we must continue to be vigilant, but adopt a more aggressive, offensive-oriented border strategy. You can't win and defeat this national threat by being on defense all the time. He's right. The U.S. government has not yet formulated a comprehensive and integrated national border strategy. Right? You got to have the military and the regular police locked into this. Right now, it's all on law enforcement. It's all on, you know, sheriffs and police departments. It needs to be coordinated by one single unit. It needs to be intelligence. It needs to be military. It needs to be police. The proposed plan uses elements of the conventional and unconventional military, also other law enforcement assets. It combines the best use of already existing forces that will encompass intelligence targeting this structural organization to accomplish the mission, including base operations, offensive and defensive operations. I mean, again, he lays out, the first step is to organize three joint border task groups and position them in three operational bases, one in Texas, one in Arizona, one in Southern California. These bases have been identified, but will keep confidential for now. Each will be organized based on joint task forces, Special Ops Army, Air Force, and Navy. I think this makes it great idea. Approximately 5,000 military personnel would be assigned to each one of these bases. The organization would be commanded by a two-star warrior. Each of three of these bases would be commanded by a brigadier general. And you go through this whole thing, and they're pulling together the Mexican authorities, National Guard, Border Patrol, DEA, and local sheriffs. Sounds like a great team to me. And you know, this immigration problem at the border, it's turned out to be the number one issue of people. But I don't understand something. It's turned out to be the one number one issue for American citizens. All the polls, all the stats show that Americans feel better when Republicans are in control of their safety than Democrats. Go figure that one out. You want to see what the Democrats would be like if they had control of your safety? Look what's happening in Germany. Angela Merkel, look what's happening in Germany. The concerns and anxiety of Americans, particularly at the border states, have grown significantly over the past year. Changes in law enforcement operations have forced smugglers and drugs of illegal aliens into even more isolated areas, increasing the number of deaths and the level of violence. Right? Even the guys that have been around forever, even the people who have been in law enforcement, seasoned members, are alarmed at what they're seeing happen. Why don't we send them help? Why aren't we giving them help? Many Americans are even flabbergasted by the Kate Steinle murder and the verdict that came out in San Francisco. Right? 78% of Americans today say they are not, that the government is not doing enough to protect their citizens and to shore up the borders. 78%. Right? Anyway, I hope to see this implemented. I think this makes all the sense in the world. I mean, I'd love somebody to I don't think it'll happen, but I'd love somebody to come on and tell me how this is wrong, how bad this is, how this is hurting the country, or hurting our people, or is nasty and terrible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. A lot of crazy stories when we come back from the break. Let me see. I just had it up here. I hate when I do that to myself. I had the story all ready and set to go. Yeah. Oh, here we go. When we come back after the break, you know, forcing churches to hire homosexual, transgender ministers. When again, why are we forcing churches, temples, whatever, to do anything? You don't have a right to do that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. A final farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then, F-18s fly in the missing man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
It's like one of those soulful strep songs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, truly, thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And, you know, get involved and get engaged. No matter what you're doing, get involved and get engaged. Because you at least should know whether you hit it head on or passively help with some of these things. You need to know what's going on around you so you can tell other people in your team what to do, where to go, what's happening, where it's happening. Anyway, you know, because this stuff here, when it comes to religion one way or the other, you know, it's part of a bigger issue. When you stop religious groups from doing certain things, you stop other groups from doing things. And it looks like we're going to start forcing churches to hire homosexual, transgender, well, actually I should say the hiring, you know, gay, lesbian, and that kind of ministers. Now, I don't know how you can do that. I'm hoping that at some point in time this finally gets to the Supreme Court and they deal with it. If the Austin, Texas ordinance requirement, no, it figures out of Texas. They scare me. They're starting to scare me over there now. In Austin, Texas, an ordinance requiring Christian churches to hire homosexual and transgender pastors is not brought down. It's just a matter of time before the requirement goes to your town. Now, I don't think this, I see you're forcing a church to go against their dogma, their foundation. I don't see how that's going to fly. Along with such requirements will be the collapse of the First Amendment protections, although in America, Texas Pastor Council President Dave Welch has been warning us for quite some time. In comments to the Christian Action Network, Welch said that the difficult decision that member churches made to stand and fight in Austin is a decision all churches need to make nationally. In the past, we have too often waited and watched for the sidelines. This is so true. You have to stop waiting. You have to stop just sitting there and watching. Welch added that the waiting and watching puts churches, ministries, and God's people generally at the disadvantage of having to fight back on issues when it's usually too late. The bottom line is that a threat to any of our constitutional protections is a threat to all of our... Right. They chip away at one. They break one down. They overcome one. The rest of them are far behind. Forcing a church to violate core convictions is not acceptable, he said. Once government does so, all of our constitutional protections are essentially gone. All gone. The way the ordinance makes the issue a matter of forcing a forced hiring of homosexual and other LGBTQ person by adding those identity groups to rules against discrimination. Now, you shouldn't discriminate. I get that. Right? You shouldn't discriminate at all. But in this case, how do you have a lesbian couple be teaching something that teaches against lesbian couples, if you would? Right? It's not discrimination. And why would you want to teach in that environment to try to turn people around? You're going to go against God's word? It's just like we talked about earlier with the DNC chair. They said they had to find a way to infiltrate churches, basically because the churches are teaching the truth about them, and it's making it harder for them to get, you know, voters from the churches. Remember several years ago in Houston when we had this problem? Right? And the Houston mayor, one of the mayors over there, was trying to get transcriptions of the church's sermons over the last, I don't know what it was, 5 years or something, to see if they were breaking any of these discriminatory laws or speaking in such a fashion that would. At that time, many church pastors and leaders began to talk to each other in that Houston area. And again, they finally got together. One was to ensure that government doesn't consider itself to have a basis for demanding anything over church. They have none. Churches in the Houston area rose up against the ordinance. They won a court ruling for a citywide referendum. The people of Houston handed their liberal city council a major rebuke. Now think about that. The people in the city are liberal, and they voted against a liberal ordinance against churches. Right? Letting them know they were not going to have it. Wasn't right. Other cities have put similar non-discriminatory ordinances in place, adding LGBTQ designations or sexual orientation to the protections regarding race, national origin, sex, and age. There have been marginally adequate exemptions in places elsewhere. These things are seldom sure. Right? Now, until they hit the courts. The courts are the ones that have to straighten these things out. But this is where the churches really do need to start stepping up, pushing back, fighting back, and making sure that your freedoms to worship are taken care of. But they need to open their mouths too, but they're so afraid. Right? They are. They're very afraid of this kind of thing. But the Bible talks about fear. And how fear basically freezes its people. Or freezes the people it gets a hold of. 855-REAL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I love it when you guys, well, when you're involved. Right? The Mueller, I think it was yesterday. Mueller referred a probe into the Obama White House counsel, Greg Craig. Was linked, you know, you've been hearing about this for the last few days. It's linked to Podesta and Clinton and a few others. Did you hear anything about it? Was there a big deal made about it from CNN, MSNBC, or any of those? Now, in an investigation referred to the Justice Department, prosecutors by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, earlier this year, was looking at a possible criminal activity by Clinton-linked Washington insider Tony Podesta. Not to mention the former Obama White House counsel, Greg Craig. Now, don't you love it when they say, well, there were no scandals? Nothing came forward. You know, this is one of those things where Sessions should have jumped all over this. The probes had been quiet for months since Mueller referred them to authorities in New York City because they fell outside his mandate. So he couldn't. So he couldn't do anything about it. Maybe he's doing a lot of things that fall outside of his mandate, isn't he? But a flurry of new activity, Justice Department prosecutors, just in the last several weeks, they begin interviewing witnesses and contacting lawyers to schedule additional questions. They want to know about the Podesta Group and what it was doing, and Mercury Public Affairs. These were groups that were involved with, maybe really the real Russian connection, but you won't go that far with it. Right now, the ramp up has come as multiple reports and indications suggest that Mueller's probe into possible collusion in 2016 between Russia government and President Trump's campaign is winding down. I think at this point he's spinning his wheels. If he's trying to save his butt, if he's trying to come out of this with some saving grace, you know, wind it down, close it up, clean it up, and move on. The New York work highlights the broad effect of Mueller's investigation extending well beyond that collusion question. Right? Mueller has made it clear he will not turn away if he discovers alleged crimes outside the scope of his inquiry. Instead, he refers them out in investigations that may linger on even after the special counsel work concludes. Now, we can't push back on that because, you know, that's how the Monica Lewinsky case came forward. It came out of investigations on Clinton that had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. Now, the question I have for you. We get all excited with you, and this is a curiosity that's right across my head. We get all crazy about the fact that Mueller's lingering and there's nothing there, but if he nails somebody for our side, if he nails somebody that makes us happy, is that okay? Are you going to be good with that? No, seriously. I'm just asking because we get excited, we get overzealous, and we seem to get okay when it benefits us, but not then. So I just ask you to be honest with yourself. We come back. TV station was really, really surprised to find they had so many similarities between absentee ballots in Virginia. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, totally being part of the conversation. Now, head up to the website. There's a place you can give me an email address. Right? You give me an email address, I send out one email a week. It's not a big deal. I don't beat you up with this stuff. And you, let you know who's coming on and what we're doing and that kind of thing. And just to give you information and let you know who our sponsors are. Now, tomorrow night you're in for a treat. Because you're going to have, if you can stay awake, you're going to have 3 hours of Xander Gibb. That's right, Xander Gibb is guest hosting for me tomorrow night. And I'm hoping you'll enjoy, I believe you'll enjoy it. He's always good. A lot of fun to be with. Channel 9 News out of Bladen County, North Carolina, was tracking down people involved in a controversial surrounding mail-in absentee ballots. Seems this is a new gig for the left. State refused to officially declare Republican Mark Harris the winner over Democrat Dan McCready, looking into potential wrongdoing in elections. Now, what Channel 9 found appears to be a targeted effort to illegally pick up ballots in which even the person picking them up had no idea whether those ballots were even delivered to the election board or not. Now, consistently, Channel 9 found the same people signing as witnesses for people voting, which is very rare. Of 159 submitted and accepted absentee ballot envelopes, the breakdown was quite interesting. You know, and here in California, this is now legal. We call it ballot harvesting. You can knock on doors and tell people, hey, look, I'm picking up ballots here in the local area. Let's make sure it's filled out right. Be more than happy to take them in for you. I look trustworthy, don't I? Now, Channel 9's political reporter Joe Bruno went door-to-door in Bladen County trying to find out who these people are. He said no one answered at Woody Hester's home. James Singletary home wasn't home either. Lisa Britt doesn't live at the address she said she did on the ballot. Bruno then visited Ginger Eason. She told him why her name appeared on so many times as a witness. Now, these are all people that apparently were on the list for picking up ballots or had signed it. So Bruno then, when Ginger Eason said that she was helping McRae pick up ballots, Eason said that Leslie McRae Dallas Jr. paid her $75 to $100 a week to go around and pick up finished absentee ballots. I mean, isn't that amazing? I would like to have that job. Eason said that she never discarded ballots or saw who people were voting for, but after picking them up, she didn't mail them. She said she just gave them to Dallas, so now she's handed them to a second person. She said Dallas never told her what she was doing was illegal. Well, because God forbid you should know anything. That's why I said you have to be informed. You have to know what's going on. You have to know what you're doing. Now, for days, Channel 9 had been trying to contact Dallas, and Bruno confronted him on Monday when he found him, but he wouldn't answer any questions. He said, did you pay people to pick up ballots? At this time, he said, I have no comment. Have a great day. He walked away. You know, I mean, think about this. And they have, you know, they have more people coming out of the woodwork saying that they were paid to pick up ballots. Now, in California, you can be paid. You have to be, you know, registered. You have to be part of that whole process. You can't just be a community organizer who gets up one morning and says, hey, I'm going to do this, and get paid for it. Guys, you got to pay attention. We've got to pay attention. And if you're in California, and you're listening to this, we're on several stations in California, and you're listening to this, and you're a Republican, you're a conservative, well, listen, even if you're a Democrat, remember something. At some point in time, we could turn the tables on you. We might be the ones that know how to do this better than you. Wouldn't that be exciting? It'd be exciting for us. How would you feel about it then? We do have a tendency to do that. 855-ROLD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Okay? I mean, really, we have a tendency to do that. Figure out how you're doing it. We do it better. You have the same thing going on in Maine, same thing going on in New Hampshire. Same kind of, you know, we're seeing this happen more and more, and I think it's because they are perfecting it. They are learning how to do it the right way. 855-ROLD-SHOW. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay, I've been trying to do this story now for a week because I think it's a big deal. You know, people get all bent out of shape when you talk about how to dress, what to do, how to do. And if you say anything about girls, you know, if a guy says anything about, like me, you know, a guy like me, says something about how girls should dress, what they should wear, we're slut-shaming, we're girl-shaming, I don't know, we're doing all kinds of shaming things, apparently. But, you know, when a couple of female passengers were barred from boarding a United Airlines flight because they were wearing leggings, remember, the internet went crazy, accusing them of sexism. When high school girls in Los Angeles showed up to school in spaghetti straps, right, you know, the off-the-shoulder tops, the dress code was deemed outdated. And when actress Mayim, was it Bielik? Bielik. and Olympian Gabby Douglas suggested that dressing modestly might protect girls against predatory attacks from individuals like Harvey Weinstein. They were pretty much run out of town. Now, what these incidents suggest is that anyone who hints that modest dressing is appropriate and helpful for females is irrational, out of touch, from the 50s. But according to one doctor, such an opinion is opposed to reality. Now, writing in Psychology Today, which is not some right-wing-leaning nutjob smut magazine, medical doctor Leonard Sachs takes on the issue of school dress codes. Sachs, also an advocate for common sense parenting, explains that research shows a decided academic disadvantage for girls who dress as more revealing clothing. Right? A decided academic disadvantage for girls who dress in more revealing clothing. Pretty simple, right? Even when isolated in a private room, young women dressed in swimsuits perform much worse than those in sweaters when given a math quiz. Now, the opposite is true for young men. The reason for this, Sachs explains. We actually have quite a bit of research now on what happens when a girl or a woman wears skin-tight leggings or a swimsuit. Often what happens is the self-objectification. We're seeing this all over the TV. We're seeing it all over the Internet. We're seeing it all over YouTube. The girl or woman assesses herself as an object on display for others. And the more public the setting, the more likely self-objectification is to occur. Self-objectification is distracting. It's hard to concentrate on Spanish grammar when you're wondering whether this outfit makes your thighs look fat. Girls who self-objectify are more likely to become depressed. They're less likely to be satisfied with their body. They're more likely to engage in self-harm. In essence, Sachs seems to be inferring that those who encourage modest dressing are not self-righteous prudes. They might instead, their ideas might instead actually be something you can work with, something that works for young women. I mean, I don't know why this has been such a fight. I mean, are we promoting the bad dress? Are we promoting? Yeah, it's really funny. As a male, I'm constantly hearing how we shouldn't objectify women. I'm constantly hearing how we shouldn't sexualize women. And yet when you see the clothes, when you see the stuff that's being pushed on television, when you see the new bikinis that have nothing over the butt, which I never understood either. You know, you have this piece of cloth that goes on the middle of the crack of your butt. You spend your whole life trying to keep stuff out of the crack of your butt. It's just crazy. But again, you do everything you can to show as much skin as you can. You're uncomfortable with it. You think it's what society wants you to do. Tell me we're not screwed up. Tell me we're not screwing these kids up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate it. Write it down. You'll need it for tomorrow. Remember, I told you, you've got Xander Gibb with you tomorrow. You're going to have a lot of fun with him. Got a great guest lineup. You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do there. So much to get information. We post stories up there as well. You can join the club, the Insiders Club. You'll see it there, big button, patreon.com. And I post stories up there, videos, things like that, that only the club gets to see. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know all about the show. Again, have a great day. God bless. Don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying?